Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 26. Satan is stronger than us, but is paralyzed. The children of a family share the same flesh and blood. And so he too shared ours, so that through death he might break the power of him who had death at his command, that is, the devil. Yes, in Christ we meet in Satan a completely conquered and completely exhausted enemy. The KJV says destroy him, but the Greek means to paralyze him, or break his power. This is not to say that we have no more fighting to do. But it is to say, and to say emphatically and joyfully, that in Christ we fight the fight of victory. Out of Christ, we fight, but it is all defeat. In Him our victory is complete, as well as in all things in Him we are complete. But, oh, do not forget the expression, it is in Him. Then as Satan has exhausted all the temptations that he knows, or possibly can know, and has exhausted all his power in the temptation too, what is he in the presence of Christ? The answer is, powerless. And when he finds us in Christ and then would reach us and harass us, what is he? Powerless. Praise and magnify the Lord. Let us rejoice in this, for in him we are victors. In him we are free. In him Satan is powerless toward us. Let us be thankful for that. In him we are complete. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?